From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog met with Iranian officials Thursday in Tehran in the latest effort to resolve long-standing questions about the country's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA chief Yukiya Amano, held talks with the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. The meeting in Tehran comes as negotiators from Iran and a group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany work in Vienna toward a comprehensive agreement that would limit Iran's nuclear activity in exchange for sanctions relief. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he will resign his post if Greek voters approve Sunday's referendum on bailout terms demanded by the country's European creditors. Varoufakis said in a televised interview Thursday that if Greece accepts the EU creditors' bailout proposal on Sunday, he will not be finance minister the following day. Varoufakis says he expects Greeks to reject the bailout proposal, which would require tax increases and spending cuts in exchange for further aid. On Wednesday, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras said he is sticking with plans for Sunday's referendum, but expressed willingness to accept terms much like those his government has previously rejected. In response, German Chancellor Angela Merkel again said there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of Sunday's referendum is clear. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. This is VOA News. Authorities in Tunisia have detained 12 people in connection with last week's attack at a beach resort that killed 38 people, an official said Thursday. The gunman was killed by security forces following the mass shooting Friday in the city of Sousse. Officials have said he was the only shooter, but that they were searching for people who may have provided help before the attack. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility, just as it did when two gunmen killed 21 people at the Bardo Museum in Tunis in March. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate was down 0.2 percentage point to 5.3%. That is the lowest jobless rate since 2008. However, officials say the rate fell partly because more than 400,000 people gave up their job search and are therefore no longer counted as unemployed. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says job gains were seen in business services, health care, and the retail trade. Job losses continued in the mining sector, including the petroleum industry, which has been hard hit by falling oil prices. White House officials say the U.S. economy has had a net gain of 2.9 million jobs over the past year and 12.8 million over the past 5 years. The Obama administration's efforts to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba is expected to be harshly challenged by the Republican-controlled Congress, particularly with regards to the Cuban military. Just last week, Representative Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, introduced a bill in the House of Representatives that would ban Americans from engaging in any financial transactions with the Cuban military or the Cuban Ministry of the Interior or with any entity controlled by the military or the ministry. The legislation was intended to ensure that Cuban people and not Castro's regime's repressive security apparatus benefit from any increased trade resulting from the Obama administration's policy to normalize U.S.-Cuban relations. Philippine officials say at least 36 people are dead and dozens more are missing after a ferry capsized in the central part of the country. The Kim Nirvana was carrying 189 people Thursday when officials say it went down only a kilometer from shore. Coast Guard says at least 127 people have been rescued. The United States has asked Switzerland to extradite seven officials with the World Football Organization FIFA in an ongoing corruption probe. Swiss justice officials said Thursday they have received the request of the seven FIFA officials who were arrested in Zurich in May on suspicion of bribery. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.